Well, we're officially a quarter of the way through this presidency. Yeah, made it to the year mark. Can't believe, actually, I do believe that so much bad happened. Like, we called most of it, but it is crazy how much did happen. So I got the list from the White House of President and Vice President's accomplishments for the year. So I'm going to read that and then do my thing to let you know the big accomplishments that they missed and what all those accomplishments they said actually mean. So stick around. It'll probably go a little long, but it'll be a good one. We'll get to it after a quick word for our friends at Anchor. Welcome back to the Jesse Rosinski Show. And, you know, I can't believe it, but we've actually at least made it through one of the 4 years of this administration. Like, it finally came. It was a doozy of a year. There was lots of idiocy involved in the year. Duh. Like, the level of incompetence running wild all over everything. And there's a lot of incompetence running all over everything. And all you need is, like, eyes and ears. It's plain as day, even though most people won't accept it if it reached out and punched them in the face. But I figured to commemorate, you know, one whole year, you know, as of yesterday, that we'd go over a list of his accomplishments, at least coming from the White House and his own people. Like, they gave him a yearly, you know, fast facts, record first in President Biden's first year. This is from January 19th on the White House's website. So we're going to go over that. And then, well, I'm going to do my job. So don't worry, I got all kinds of stuff. Well, we should go over at least what they said was, you know, their accomplishments in their first year. You know, President Biden and Vice President Harris delivered results for the American people in their first year in office. The president and vice president made history, growing our economy, addressing the climate crisis, and building a judiciary and government that represents America. Despite unprecedented challenges, 2021 was a year of record progress for working families. See? She's not even in here. She can't hear me. And there she is. Barking when I say stuff like that. Because, you know, why not? But let's get into it. Jobs. President Biden's first year was the greatest year of job creation in American history, with more than 6 million jobs created. Unemployment rate. The unemployment rate dropped from 6.2% when Biden took office to 3.9%. The biggest single year drop in American history. Unemployment claims. The average number of Americans filing for unemployment has been near its lowest since 1969, when the president took office. Over 18 million were receiving unemployment benefits. Today, only 2 million. Also, the biggest single year drop in history. Economic legislation passed. Most significant by economic impact of any first year president. Child poverty. Experts estimate the lowest child poverty rate ever in 2021. Again, estimate. Expanded access to health care. Nearly 5 million Americans have newly gained health insurance coverage. Reduced hunger. The number of households reporting that they sometimes or often do not have enough food to eat dropped by 32%. Judges confirmed. More judges confirmed to lower federal courts than any president since President Kennedy. Judges that reflect our nation. More Black women appointed to the U.S. Court of Appeals than any president, even over 8 years in history. Cabinet, first majority non-white cabinet in history, with most women in the cabinet, including first woman treasury secretary, first LGBTQ plus and Native American cabinet officials, and first woman director of national intelligence. Climate investments, largest investments ever in the power grid, electric vehicle chargers, and climate resilience. Clean water, largest investment a national bipartisan plan to get safe and clean drinking water to all Americans. Cleaner cars. Strongest vehicle emission standards ever to save drivers money at the pump and reduce pollution. Wind, first ever approvals of large-scale offshore wind projects. Personnel, most diverse administration in history, most women, people of color, disability, LGBTQ+, first-generation American, and first-generation college graduates. That's the list of accomplishments. I'm going to get into a lot of it. You know, more Black women appointed to the U.S. Court of Appeals than any of president, even over 8 years. Like, how can you make everything about race? I mean, it's that easy, and that's like the big one. It's just ridiculous, you know. Reduced hunger, number of households reported that sometimes or often have enough food, dropped by 32%. Yeah, because last year everything was shut down in a lot of places, and a lot of places need food banks and stuff. So, ergo, it's going to be easier this year. You know? Yeah, it's all crazy stuff. Pardon that. Didn't write anything on there, but now, after reading off their list of accomplishments, time for me to do my job. And we all know I love doing my job, and I love numbers. Not my favorite thing on the planet, but, you know, well, at least not this kind of numbers, as these are all just idiocy numbers, but numbers nonetheless. Back to it. Can you believe it's been a whole year? Now that we're done reading that, like, since they said they're going to do all kinds of things, can you believe that in 1 year, like, that's what they have for accomplishments? Like, I mean, when you're using phrases like experts estimate, like, and you can't even, like, confirm that, like, that's not good. Like, that's actually a terrible year. And it's terrible that in that year, so many terrible things have actually happened and all those conspiracy theories came true. You know, I mean, it's like, it's just, I mean, it really is mesmerizing and terrifying, all the stuff that they spew and all the stuff they've gotten away with and all that. And people are just like, yeah, well, they're doing great. Like, you enlighten me how? Like, it's pretty clear as day how bad this whole, like, thing has been. But let's start digging into it. The jobs he allegedly made in record fashion, he alleged 6 million of them, were created in apparent historical fashion. When, let's go with the fact, because I like facts. You know, we believe truth over fact. Yeah, I mean, as long as, yeah, that whole thing Joe Biden said. Well, the fact is these jobs were already there. They were all shut down, like blue states and all, like, that opened back up since, you know, vaccinations and all that started. Like, you didn't create anything, actually. And in fact, the numbers, we still actually technically right now have less people in the workforce than we did prior to the pandemic. So you can throw as many numbers as you want out there, but that simple fact disproves everything you're saying. And facts are facts. You can say whatever you want to be the truth, but facts, I believe in facts, yeah, over truth. Most people have a different idea of what the truth is. Mine is, here's the numbers, bro, and we have millions less people working now than we did prior to the pandemic. So you could say all these nice things, just like the unemployment rate dropped from 6.2 down to 3.9, a single historic drop ever in the first year of a presidency. Like, it went down because people, like, states opened up, people were allowed to go back to work. Like I was saying, the state shut down under Trump, and Trump, it's convenient after Joe took office, how quickly a lot of those states that were really, really locked down opened back up. Like, it was amazing, actually, how that happened. If you actually look at it and have a brain, can think just a little bit and aren't just, you know, blinded by all the idiocy that you read online. Like, I just look at stats and stuff because they're all available, which, yeah, disprove anything that any of those idiots say. And second, you know, Trump was gone really quickly after everyone started getting vaccinated. Everything opened back up. Boom, more people are back at work. But there's still less people working now than there was, like, before the pandemic. So, like, there's nothing actually to be proud of. Like, he accomplished something. Like, states just opened back up their economies because of vaccines and because of boosters and all that. So he didn't create anything. Like, things just opened. There's a difference between creating jobs and things opening back up. Like, you actually, if you created them, they were never there. And you made them. If they're just opening back up, you created nothing. Zip. Zilch. Nada. Nothing at all. For anyone that does not understand the difference between that. And, you know, this stuff keeps going on. Economic legislation passes. The most significant. My economic impact, my first year president, like, congratulations. Like, you throw all this money at all kinds of stuff, money that isn't going to be spent. And for every gave money to schools, and they're still fighting not having enough resources to stay open, even though there's millions they haven't touched. And we have that crazy inflation number that is expected to keep going up. So congratulations. Look at all the money we spent, and things aren't any better. Schools are closing down. Roads still suck. Internet still sucks. Like, a lot of things suck. Inflation has pretty much ruined everything today. Child poverty rate, as experts estimate, lowest rate ever in 2021. Experts, you know, they can estimate all they want. I mean, really, like, that's about it, actually, too. Like, you can estimate all you want, but that's not an actual number. Like, I estimate I had the best year ever last year. I didn't, but I could estimate it. Estimate, yeah, it was pretty, like, that's dumb. Like, that's not an actual number. And I know how much the inflation number is affecting me, the price of things. And it's just me and Hannah. So I can just imagine how bad it is for people that have kids and all kinds of stuff. Like, the price of everything is affecting everybody. Like, the price of ground beef down here is damn near doubled in the last year for a pound. You know, like, we are in some deep, deep things right now. So I have a very hard time believing the same people in my boat or worse off that have kids and stuff. I have a hard time believing that poverty rate is, like, that child poverty rate is up. You know, that just doesn't make a lick of sense. And anyone with a brain knows that. And we've all seen the commercials for the expanded access to healthcare. Nearly 5 million Americans have newly gained health insurance. Like, congratulations. That's from government subsidies, from taxpayers, actually. Not even taxpayers. We're just printing it off because we're broke way before. Like, even, like, we're... If anyone actually looked at the books, like, the amount of money we're spending compared to, like, tax dollars coming in, like, we're broke well before that happens. Like, this is all... But it's other people paying for your health insurance. And it's just like Obamacare. Trust me. I know what they wanted to do to my little sister. I know what Hannah did when she went to look for it through the marketplace the other day. And they wanted more than ever she could ever afford, even with help. Believe it or not, it might help some people, but it completely screws most people, like Obamacare, which I think the prices went up well over, like, 100% in most cases. And things got, like, screwy. Like, it helped some people, but it screwed so many more. But yeah, it's good to know that, you know, people get free health coverage by taking more money out of working people's pockets. Congratulations. Good on you. Reduce hunger. Again, this goes back to child poverty rate. Like, the prices and the way they are right now, like, I can't believe that, you know, there's less people. Like, sure, maybe last year because everything was shut down in a lot of states. So there are food banks. Like, they had all kinds of, this is a lot of states. Yeah, I never had food, anything, bro, down here. But I know people that did. Like, up in PA, like, lots of places where there are limits on things, there are shortages on things. Now there's shortage of everything, but down here. But that's just because of idiocy, really, right now. Because we're allegedly getting, you know, like, a quarter to half inch of ice, so the whole city shut down and everyone bought everything. But, like, I've had numbers of, you know, for things being, you know, short, and things not being in stock. And I know of all kinds of places in all different states from people I know that are dealing with it. So, you know, I mean, granted, is it better than it was the year before because things open up so you can get things? Yes, you can go do things more easily because the whole world isn't all screwy. But I mean, like, I know the price of things. I know people that are much better off than I am. that are even coming back because of the price of things. Like, so they can keep saying those things. But again, these are based off of things that you can't even, like, all they need is one poll to say that. And they'll run with that. Just like when they do research on any kind of anything, like they just need, they'll find the good stuff to put out there when they're doing something like this. Like the way prices are right now and shortages are, I find that one to be highly off. Just say, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm not on that one either. Judges confirmed. Well, you know, yeah, it's easier to get more judges on the lower courts and do all that since Kennedy, when the House and the Senate's on your side and they're not literally stopping everything they can, making a song and dance out of it like they did anyone that Trump tried to appoint. Like they made it ridiculous the whole time in a big song and dance out of everything. So it's really easy when you got everything on your side, you just run them right through. That's easy enough. Cabinet. And when I get into it, I mean, is it good that we have the first majority non-white cabinet, most women, first woman treasury secretary, like LGBTQ, Native Americans, like all of that? Yes, it's good. It's just like when he picked Kamala, what do you say? It was going to be a woman of color. Like that's how they're basing all this. Like this is going to be the first one of this. This is going to be the first one of this. This is going to be the first one of this. Like when everything you do is based on race, like literally everything, look at all their policies, look at all, it's not about COVID, everything has to do with race. And Trump had the first like female, the first, you know, to do, you know, in a position that they had the first openly gay man. And you know, positions like they had all kinds of stuff. You never heard anyone talking about him doing all that. But, you know, Joe Biden does. It's only its first thing and they're the greatest thing ever. Like giving all these people all these things just because of like their skin color or, you know, their sexual orientation. Like, congratulations, you're the first one, but you're getting it just on principle. That's who you are. As Joe's trying to just, you know, buy everybody. And I'm sorry. I mean, he's shattering Obama's numbers. Like at least Obama like did some of it on like actual credibility and ability to do the job. He didn't just do it off of Shirley race. I mean, the man literally ran and said his vice president was going to be, you know, female and a person of color. I mean, that's why Kamala got the job, because he said that and then he couldn't back out of it. And there was no one else to pick. Like picking people based on that actually gets us in the situation we're in, like Afghanistan, a lot of other places, because you used to put people there because of who they were and they don't have the capabilities to do the job. Like the guy at the border, not everything else. Like when you give people the job because of like the stuff that make them qualified to do it, you get the bad situations that we're in right now. And no one can disagree with that one either. Climate investments. No, I mean, I have no problem with them making climate investments. As long as it's sustainable and good. But you can't just go and completely kill the whole oil and natural gas and all that industry right away and just try to convert completely that when it's not ready to go, because then that causes shortages and prices to go up and all kinds of problems. Kill off our pipeline and let Russia build theirs. You know, like dumb stuff like that. And then you ask them to produce more oil and they're produced oil way dirtier than we ever could, natural gas and all that. Which means they're ruining the environment more, which is counterintuitive to them saying they're doing it to save the environment, planet, and all that. Like, I'm sorry. It's true. You don't have to like it, but if they do it way dirtier than we do, but we stopped because we were trying to save the planet, but you're going to have them do more, which means they're doing more harm to the environment, and even more so than we would have been if we kept doing it ourselves. Yeah, it doesn't make sense that they could talk about cleaner cars, and, you know, all these electrical car charging stations and all that. But even Elon Musk, who was really the big guy when it came to that, electric cars and everything, said that it's not sustainable. Well, I'm pretty sure he tapped that market way before everybody. You know, like if he says that's not sustainable, and guess what you have to do? You have to destroy the planet and do lots of mining to get all the lithium that you need to produce all those cars. And then when the batteries die, there's no way to dispose of them, which is another hazard and a problem. Like if anyone actually looked into it, it's just mesmerizing. They're trying to force it all down your throat without actually having anything ready to go, which is just going to cause a bigger problem down the road They talked about clean water, giving historic amounts of money to a problem. That doesn't fix anything. Congratulations, I gave more money than anyone. Well, good job. And nothing's going to be fixed about it. Like, you actually have to have a plan and do something. There's the way it is, guy. Like, do something. Anyone can throw money at something, especially a Democrat. Do something about it. Don't just brag that you gave away money. Like, do something. Actually fix the problem. Figure out a way. Cleaner cars, and saying that emission standards are saving people money at the pump. Like, look at the price of gas. From now, like, from last year, this time to today, and where it's been. Like, yeah, that's all we need to say about that. Saving people money, like, you're high. The big wind farm, whatever. Personnel, and again, like I said, you could have the most of everything in history. And that's all that matters. And I hate to bring up VP Harris, but literally, he said he was picking a person of color and a woman. So he's picking up, you know, like, that was it. Female person of color. So Kamala was the only option. Like, that's why she got picked. He said he was going to do that and then help get votes. But I mean, that's literally it. That's why she got picked. When you're picking people just based on that, that's why we're in the situation we're in, because they're not actually qualified to do anything, but they're in charge of all these big important things and they don't actually know how to do anything, which is why nothing's getting fixed. It's just getting worse. And anyone try to tell me it's not, I'll actually argue with you on that one. Like, things are continuously getting worse, not getting better, because no one knows how to do anything. And all the intelligence, like, ooh, first female director of intelligence. Yeah, how many things we've been caught off guard by, you know, hypersonic missiles, everything in Afghanistan, like, we apparently can't, not ready, don't know anything is happening. So, you know, like, I'm sorry, she might have the job, but apparently she's not qualified at all, because look at all the stuff. We didn't see that coming. Like, how are you surprised by all of this? Like, we went from the best intelligence on the planet to this. Like, it's abysmal. It's disgusting. Kind of hurts my head. It should hurt everyone's head. Every single person. Now, we'll get into things that they forgot to mention. There's a lot of stuff they've neglected to mention for his accomplishments. Like, that was a very mundane list, in my opinion. That kind of sucked. They could have done so much better. There's all kinds of things. Like, Afghanistan, remember, like, this grand achievement, but yet there's something we should all be proud of, but yet they completely kept it off the list and they didn't talk about it ever after it happened. And it's not like 13 service members, you know, Marine service members, all of them died on his watch. It was the first casualties we had in like 18 months. Never mind the Black Hawk helicopters, small arms, everything that we just left behind, for the Taliban. Never mind the prisons that got emptied at Bagram Air Base, and then people that were emptied from that actually carried out the attack that killed those 13 service members. Never mind the drone strike that literally killed like 7 children and family and didn't kill anyone that was involved in it at all. Let's not talk about the thousands of people left behind that we just abandoned there. Let's not talk about what I think that is a grand. Remember, it was supposed to be so good, but you know, and then you bring on the facts like that. That's why it wasn't brought up in first year accomplishments, because they know it was a complete sandwich. They just know people are going to move on from it and agree that, oh, that's all they could do. What, do you want to stay forever? Like, I argued with people. Like, no, do it intelligently. Don't just get up and leave. And leave people behind. I'm sorry. If you actually, like, agree with the way they did it, you shouldn't make any decisions for anyone. You should have someone tell you if it's safe to cross the street. That was done terribly. The border. Let's get to the border. Every month after month, it has kept setting new records for encounters. Human encounters. We're up 2,405% from fiscal year 2020 to 2021, which is astronomical, over 2,400%. You know, overall, unaccompanied minors was up over 163%. Family units was up over 128%. Single adults was up over 209%. Like the board that they said they're going to fix immigration, that, you know, there's no problem with. Everything's honky-dory. Trump's last 3-year totals were 1,956,687. Biden's first year was 1,734,686. That's just in 1 year, being only a 222,001 difference. You know, Trump's last 3 compared to Biden's 1. Record numbers of fentanyl seized, like it actually doubled from 2020 to 2021, over doubled. And we had our amount of deaths related to fentanyl and all that went up. And we had our first ever year of 100,000 overdose deaths ever. We all come across the southern border, but, you know, hey, there's nothing to see there. We don't have a problem. We can't forget about how good they did at the border. Like, that is a great accomplishment to suck that bad. Record inflation rates. Inflation is 7%, which is a record, which outpaced, you know, wage gains and raises. So everyone technically, at least most everyone, took a pay cut last year. But the economy and all of us are doing so much better, right? Like, they told us all about it in this whole entire thing. They're doing better. With gas up over 40%, electricity over 5%, fuel oil over 43%, meat, poultry, fish and eggs up over 11%, propane, kerosene, firewood up over 28%. The list goes on. We've all seen the list. And they're projecting it's going to keep getting worse, but they did so good for working families and poor people and all of that, you know, and at the gas pumps and all that, even though that number right there pretty much sums up everything that I've been saying and everything we've all been saying. The things actually got worse. So I love how I went over their stuff. I talked to their idiots. And now I'm going over everything to make them look even bigger as idiots. You know, it's horrific. And it's going to keep getting worse. And ergo, everyone's actually being screwed over. And the working class and below are the ones actually feeling it. Regardless, we're not going to raise taxes. Right. And all this is, you know, you're not raising taxes, but you sure are helping middle and lower class by raising the price of everything when they were the ones already struggling. Good job. I'll do that weird whispering thing that he does. Or you could just use your brain and actually, like, tell the truth, you know. Crime rates, remember? Didn't he promise he was going to help with the crime rates and get everything down? Promised. He swear there was someone that said something about that. You know, let's just go to Hollywood, California, just because it's an affluent area. You think of Hollywood, you think of, you know, lifestyles of the rich and famous and actors and musicians, like athletes and all that. So, crime stats. Homicides are up 50%, shootings up 4%, robberies up 42%. And all over the country, trust me, it's up in other places, but crime, you know, rates also up in places like Chicago, which is hard to believe it could get any worse. Los Angeles, New York City, San Francisco, Austin, Minneapolis, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Record homicides in Philadelphia, Indianapolis, Louisville, Tucson, Portland, Oregon, Toledo, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The crime has exploded, even though, like, these are a lot of these places are places where they got, like, took lots of money out of the funding for the police and problems got worse. And there's still people like Ilhan Omar saying that they need to completely get rid of the police in Minneapolis because, look, the numbers have gone up. It proves that they don't care. Like, no, you took money away. There's less of them. So bad things happen. Like New York City, like people getting thrown out in front of subway trains now. Like, it's out of hand. It's amazing that they left any crime or anything off of his accomplishments. They said he was going to do that and get us all together. The big one, COVID. Remember, he promised he had the plan. He was going to get everything under control. And all the people on the left were yelling at me, telling me I was crazy when I said he was full of it and he didn't have anything because he never told us. And we had, you know, the records for both single day COVID positive cases and overall deaths. And we did that this year under Joe, even with all the vaccinations and the boosters, and what, 70% of the country, about three quarters of the country is fully, you know, vaccinated and boosted in some way. Not fully, they still are on their way. And it's amazing how none of them blame, you know, Joe Biden for him, even though he has vaccines and all this stuff that Trump left him. Yet they said every death was on Donald Trump's hands. And he was in charge when we had no idea this was even a disease. It's cute how that changes, I think. And I've talked to people that were not his fault. Well, if it's all Trump's fault, no one knew it was a thing, that these definitely fall on Biden because it got worse, actually. He goes, oh, there's Delta. There's still stuff to help, like, people should be doing to get better. Keep their immune system better. Keep moving. Keep doing the vitamins, eating, all these things. But it's amazing. Like, they said he was going to do COVID and all that. Amazing how wasn't on his list of accomplishments. Wasn't anywhere near his list of accomplishments. Wait, because it got worse. Amazing. I said he was going to help with all of our allies. I mean, look what he did to France. The submarine deal. Look what he's done to our closest of allies. All of our longest allies throughout history. Our oldest. Boom. The Afghanistan thing, where it took him over, what, almost 2 weeks to talk to Boris Johnson. Boom. Like, he is just, we're just gone. Deal with it. Get your stuff out. Like, he's been just pissing into the wind in the faces of all of our allies, even though I said he was going to, like, you know, do things better. Remember, he said that was one of his big things, to rebuild our allies and our strength in the world. It's funny. That wasn't on the list. Killing the Keystone Pipeline on day one, but allowing Russia to continue their pipeline that Trump had stopped to, which helps Russia get, you know, more control and more power and all that. And, you know, Trump was the one in bed with Russians. He did all that. We can't forget that. I mean, that helped them out. The way he handled China's aggressions towards Taiwan and missing the hypersonic missile tests and all kinds of the other stuff in between China and North Korea and all of them. Like, he missed all of that because our intelligence is doing so well. Yeah, we got the first ever female doing it. Yeah, well, our intelligence sucks. So you should get someone that's actually qualified to do it, not just give it to someone because of who they are or what they are. This is how bad things happen. The way he's handled Russia. Their crazy aggression towards Ukraine, which still hasn't done anything. Like, I'm sorry, what, that's bad. Like, how many people they have there on the border? How much equipment? That is getting ready to be a full-fledged invasion and a war. And they just letting it happen, kind of like they did with Crimea when Obama and Biden were in then, too, if I remember correctly. Just saying. Again, don't know how COVID is ever going to figure that out. Don't know, you know, the actual, we all know. But now WHO, Biden, none of them are actually going to tell us whatever happened with COVID and why it started. Gas prices because of the pipeline. And, you know, amongst other things, but gas prices up. And they're going to fix all that. Yeah. Broken promises for not taxing the poor. Again, look at inflation, all the prices of everything. Bringing everyone together. Race relations are even worse, like in all polls, et cetera. You know, like, there's just, it's mesmerizing. I like all of the things that they said he did in this. Like, let's see. That involved race. Yeah. Literally, like, three of these, like, what, 15 things? Like, a fifth of them were just solely based on race. One of them was an estimate. I think we did. You know, like there's actually nothing in there. Like, the jobs were already there. They just opened back up and came online. Like, it's all just a bunch of BS, and yet they're all, like, taking victory laps for it. You know, I just, like, it's a complete and utter dumpster fire. And it's all clear as day. And it just takes a semi-functioning brain to figure it out, but everyone's keep just lapping this stuff up, which actually is the most terrifying part of it all to me, because you actually, like, how do you eat this stuff up? I'm sure there's even stuff that I missed in all this stupidity, but I mean, went over his list and I added more stuff that, you know, I was saying he was going to do in order to these great accomplishments, and then just got worse or bad things happened. And we get into the conspiracy theories that we said were going to happen. Everyone said we were crazy and got thrown off of Facebook for it, and then they were true. Like, it's just been abysmal, but hell, at least it's 1 year down. Only three more. What's the worst that can actually happen? We all know everything. It's going to keep getting worse, but yeah. At least there's we're a quarter of the way there. Midterms are coming, so we'll see. But that, thank you for checking me out. Don't forget to please share it out. That helps more than anything. The more people are sharing it, you know, more eyes and ears I get on it, which I can check those numbers and I see them, and I greatly appreciate all of you for doing it. If you're not sharing, please go out there. It takes a second. Yeah, I mean, what, 30 seconds? Whatever, if that, to share everything out. So please do that and help me out. Thank you for watching and listening. Again, don't forget to follow along on all the socials and all the platforms, whatever you prefer, both video and audio, video, Facebook, YouTube, Rumble. Put the link on Getter, Write Only, and Cloud Hub. Audio, Anchor, Breaker, Stitcher, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. See people on Amazon Alexa listening, like, it's all over there. Please follow along and just share them out, because it helps so much. Enjoy your weekend, depending on where you are and what kind of weather you're getting. You know, be safe, be good to each other. Again, share it out. Thanks for watching, and I'll be back on Tuesday. So enjoy your weekend, be safe, be good to each other, stay healthy. Until then, peace.